Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
Evan Summerstein joins us. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Good morning.
Evan is our divorce attorney here. This is the time of year, right? I mean, everybody's been holding out.
Everybody makes it through the holidays and then the phone starts ringing.
Do you get it like right on January 2nd? Are the voicemails, are you at full capacity when you go into the office?
Get back in the office after the vacation, yeah.
I mean, you have accountants that have tax season. Well, this is like Evan's like Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
This would be the divorce season.
Yeah. No doubt.
Divorce season. Wow.
And we can use the voice disguiser on you guys also. Is there anything, was there anything to holding out till the new year to file? Any advantage of holding out to 2010 rather than being it in 2009?
You mean like a, 2009? Like a tax break?
Yeah, or something like that, yeah.
I guess the last minute Christmas presents.
But outside of that, legally nothing.
No, nothing. You
to
have
wait.
Technically, you have to be married on January 1, or actually December 31, to file jointly for the previous year.
Okay. So if you're having a problem with your divorce right now, or you've been thinking about it strongly, and you haven't even started yet, then give Evan here a call, and we'll hook you up. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Amy, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hey there. I have a quick question about the rules of alimony and infidelity in Georgia. If you can prove infidelity, do you have to pay alimony?
Under Georgia law, adultery is a bar to alimony. So if the divorce, if the cause of the divorce is adultery, then that would stop you from being able to receive alimony.
Okay, so if you are in a relationship and the adultery was a few years back, does that nullify that cause?
Well, Georgia has something called condonation. So if that behavior has been forgiven by your spouse and you guys have tried to move on and reconciled after the fact, then you can't later raise that as an issue as the cause of the divorce. So it wouldn't be a bar at that point.
So what's the timeline on that, though? So let's say Stacy comes home. She screws around on me. We try to make it work. I try to make it work as hard as I've tried everything. It takes me a year to realize that it's not going to work.
I don't think there's any real timeline. What it really comes down to is, did you guys reconcile or not? I mean, did you get past it? Did you forgive her for her behavior? And then in essence, what the judge says is, look, you forgave her. Why should I not forgive her for the same behavior?
There's such a gray area, though. Like, if I stick around that long, then...
And you're still trying
to say that I forget. Yeah, I'm still forgiving.
Yeah.
That's why you need a good attorney.
Right. That's why I'm calling Evan. All right, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And I think sometimes people tune into the show and they only hear half a conversation. They just heard that Stacy screwed around on me. She did not. I was using that as an example.
That was a hypothetical.
Right. Good morning, Kelly. You are on the voice disguiser.
Hi. I was just calling because my husband and I have been together for about 4 years, and I've been in school for about 5 years. And I was just wondering, if I haven't been employed, is there a way I can get alimony since he's been my sole source of income?
Georgia does have alimony, and what you most commonly see nowadays is what's called rehabilitative alimony, which is kind of a short-term alimony for a specific purpose. So that would kind of be a situation where he may help you, the court may ask him to help you get back on your feet after the divorce, so to help you get into an apartment or a house and help you pay the bills as you're getting started.
But you're not going to be taken care of for an extended period of time.
No, you know, I mean, that traditional...
No matter how rich he is, right?
Yeah, I mean, that traditional idea of kind of permanent alimony, lifetime alimony, you don't see it much anymore. I mean, you do in very traditional situations where people have been married for 35 years and one of the spouses hasn't worked that entire period. Well, then, yeah, you may be buying on for lifetime, but... Especially in a short-term marriage. You said you had been married for 4 years. Definitely not a long-term alimony situation.
Here is Kim. She wants to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Kim, you are on with Evan Summerstein from Hunter Weinstein and Summerstein.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Morning.
I have, I think, a pretty tough situation because my husband and I have 4 children, and they range from the ages of 8 to a year and a half. And I have been wanting to divorce him for several reasons, one of which is alcoholism, and he just doesn't want to, he doesn't want to do it. He says that it's important for us to be together for the children, which I don't agree to, just because of the situation that we're in, and I really don't know how to go about it. I'm just at a loss. I don't know what to do.
A lot of people call my office and they just have no idea how to get started.
Right.
Or people call my office and say, I told my husband or wife I want a divorce and they won't give me a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it only takes one person to get divorced. The really? Best way to start is contact an attorney, talk to them about what the first steps would be. There's some great information that you can find online also. Fulton County, for instance, even if you're not in Fulton County, great information on their website. I think the address is www.fultonfamilydivision.com. They have forms and all kinds of information on how you'd actually get started on a divorce. The best way to go is just contact an attorney, talk to your friends and see who they've been represented by, if they've been through a divorce. And an attorney can tell you how you get started with the entire process.
Theoretically, could you get a divorce without ever getting a signature from the other party?
Sure. There's a couple situations. One, if you don't know where they're located, if you can't find them, you tried to find them, you can actually get divorced without ever talking to them or seeing them when they do what's called a divorce by publication. But yeah, you don't ever need their consent to do it. I mean, you'd file the complaint with the court and the sheriff would deliver the papers to them. They don't need to sign to say that they've actually received the papers. And then ultimately, if you went to a trial in front of a judge, if they didn't show up, you win pretty easy, I guess.
Did you get what you need there, Kim?
I guess so, yeah. I'll look it up online, and thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Here is Ryan. Good morning. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
I was calling to see, I was married after I had children. Do I still need to get my children legitimized, or did that happen when we got married?
You later married the mother of your children.
Correct. We have 2 children.
Under Georgia law, you would be legally recognized as their father if you do later marry their mother.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye-bye. These are simple today, man. We're rattling through these, dude. Not a lot of excuses. Normally we get the whole story and then the question.
Yeah, people are ready.
It's after the holidays. They've had 2 solid weeks with the person they hate. They're like, you don't need the backstory. I hate him. How do I get rid of him? I don't even want to see him. Can I fold it in a paper airplane and throw it through the window?
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I have a question. I was married for 7 years, and I asked for a divorce 2 years ago, and I met someone about 3 months after that. We're still not divorced. We're separated, and what I understand, legally separated. I left our house and was staying with friends, and so I'm curious if he says I don't get anything, I don't get the house because I'm an adulterer, and I'm wondering if that is the case.
Well, I mean, technically, the definition of adultery is having sexual intercourse outside of your marriage. But as far as a divorce goes, that adultery has to be the cause of the divorce itself. And if you could go into court and prove that you are already out of the marriage, you had told him you wanted a divorce before that, and that the adultery is not the cause of the divorce itself, then it's not really that much of an issue. If you were to prove that, then it wouldn't even be a bar to the alimony that we talked about before.
Okay. So right now he illegally has everything, all of my furniture, all of my belongings, and he says that because of what, me being in a relationship now, I don't have any access to any of that or the house or anything, and that he can prove that.
Well, even if there's total uncondoned adultery, that doesn't really affect your rights to a division of marital property. That only really affects the rights as far as the alimony goes. You don't give up your rights to, you know, ownership of the house or ownership or any of the property that you guys may have together.
Okay. That includes kids, too?
That would definitely include the kids, too, yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm getting a little bit of a mixed message here, or maybe I'm interpreting it the wrong way, because I always thought you said before when you were in here talking about divorce that in the eyes of the Georgia courts that adultery, they don't really take that into consideration. But I'm hearing something different today.
Well, no, really. There's two, when you look at divorce, there's 2 big areas that you'd look at as far as support and that kind of thing goes. One is support, alimony, and the other is division of property.
Okay.
If the divorce is based on adultery, and that's the grounds for the divorce, then that would be a bar to receiving alimony. When you're talking about the division of property itself, what you guys have accumulated during the course of the marriage,
mm-hmm.
the adultery probably doesn't have that big of an effect on how that property is going to be divided.
I see.
Georgia is what's called an equitable division state, which means the court's supposed to divide that marital property fairly. Typically, you're going to see more or less a 50-50 division when you walk into court. And even things like adultery don't necessarily affect that 50-50 division.
Okay. And here is Tom, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Tom, divorce advice from Evan Summerstein.
Hey, what it is, I've caught my wife having several affairs. I've already filed for divorce. I had hired a private investigator and got a lot of video of her and a couple of guys together. And, you know, couldn't afford to keep the private investigator going, but their relationships are still ongoing. And I'm wondering if it would help my case to continue to video or audio through the phone or through a videotape them together.
Good question.
Really, I mean, ultimately what you need to do is prove to the court that adultery is going on. And it sounds like you've gotten way more than enough evidence of the fact that the adultery is going on. Also, you need to be really careful taping. The laws in Georgia on tape recording phone calls is very, very strict. You're allowed to tape record any conversation that you're a party to, and you don't have to let the other side know. But if you're not part of that conversation, for instance, if you're tape recording your wife talking to a boyfriend, that is completely illegal.
So how much of the conversation do you have to be a part of? Like, if she's talking to the boyfriend, can you just run into the room and go, "Hi, Ma," and run out, and then are you part of it?
No, you'd have to be part of the conversation between...
On the phone?
You'd have to be on that phone conversation in order to tape record it.
That'd be awkward.
That's something that we got to store in the back of our heads, though. So we could do those... We can record those calls and not need their permission so long as we're on.
No.
Broadcasting
is much different. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice try, Bert.
Give me a reason.
Yeah. Broadcasting them later comes with other restrictions.
All right. Here is one last call. Hey, Willow, good morning. You are on The Voice Disguiser with Evan Summerstein.
Hi. I have a husband that cheated on me, left me high and dry, took all the money, closed the credit card down, left me with no car. I was in the hospital and almost died on last Christmas. He didn't come there. He has spent up over $40,000 in debt and is accusing of me of it, and it's not mine. My attorney's not fighting for me, and he's saying that I won't get alimony. He doesn't want to give me anything. Do I have any rights?
Yeah, first of all, doesn't sound like a great husband.
That's why she's splitting.
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, you said that you have an attorney?
I do, and he told me that he wasn't going to fight for me. Well, his paralegal told me that he wasn't going to fight for me in court against the money that he has racked up. I mean, he racked up over $40,000, and none of that is my money. And he's trying to charge me back for my medical that the judge in the temporary hearing said that he had to pay.
Well, I would... just start off with the idea that if your attorney's telling you he's not going to fight for you, you probably need to talk to a different attorney.
I know, but I don't have any money because I don't work for medical conditions.
As a sidebar, like, what do you do if you want to get divorced and you have no cash?
You know, most of the courts have really stepped up on trying to make sure it's what's called pro se is when you represent yourself. And there's been a lot of articles written lately on pro se people going forward with divorces because of the economy. People aren't able to hire attorneys right now. So the courts have taken a lot of steps to make sure that people can do that on their own.
Okay.
And most of that is on the web. I mean, if you do a search for the county itself, and I'm not talking about doing like LegalZoom where you're paying for stuff. I'm talking about free information that's out there that the courts themselves are putting out. When I talked about the Fulton County Family Division, there's forms on there for complaints for divorce, settlement agreements. There's a instruction form that tells you, you know, fill in these blanks, and here's exactly the steps you have to take to do it on your own, so that they're making that stuff accessible without having to hire an attorney.
And you give away a free divorce to every 10th caller to your office, right?
My question about somebody who, because I've had a couple of friends that have dealt with this, they've hired attorneys who started off great, but are stalling the process and making it take a really long time to finish the divorce, because the more hours they log, then the more money they make.
Sure.
And they know that that's what's going on. Is there anything they can do to speed up the process with their own attorney?
There definitely is. I mean, first of all, as whether it sounds good or bad, there's plenty of work out there for divorce attorneys. So the odds of a divorce attorney stalling out a case purely so they can bill hours, probably pretty slim.
Okay.
So there's
it's just the client's perception of what's going on.
Yeah, it may just look that way. I mean, so talk to the attorney about it. I mean, that's the number one thing. I think a lot of clients are just scared to talk to their attorneys. If you feel like that's going on or your case isn't moving, call your attorney. Schedule time to go in, not over the phone, go in and sit down with them and say, look, explain to me why this is taking so long.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? I mean, part of the problem sometimes is you're waiting for a court date.
Mm-hmm.
It can take 45 days to 3-4 months to actually get on a court calendar and get your case to be heard nowadays. So sometimes that may be the cause for the delay. It could be the attorney's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a matter of figuring out what the reason is for that delay. And if the fault is, you know, if the problem is the attorney, then go get a different attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know where to start, we're giving you a place right here. Evan Summerstein, just go to our website and we have a link on over to Hunter Weinstein and Summerstein. And you can get in touch with them that way. Thanks, Evan.
Thanks, guys.
I know you're busy. Very, very, very busy right now. So thanks for your time.
Good to see y'all.
Appreciate it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.